morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Kalun Aleph, and we're learning Simeon Aleph. So now, just an introduction to the Simeon. So we've been discussing until now that we take something which is a Pri of the Adama, or the Pri of Eitz, and by changing its form and appearance, it loses its bracha and downgrades to a shahakol. So I take apples and I cook them, and I end up with applesauce, and it's very thin and very runny, and it has none of the original form and substance of the apples. So the bracha is no longer Pri Pi Eitz, the bracha is a shahakol. There's something else which grows from the ground and goes through this process, and it has a different set of halachas, and that's when you deal with the grains. So we start with the grain, so the person would take kernels of wheat and roast them and just eat the kernels itself. The bracha is Pri Pi Adama. There, that's something which grows from the ground. There, the plant does not last from year to year. It's not a tree, it's a plant. And the bracha is Pri Pi Adama. Now, a person takes that and grinds it into flour. So he grinds into plain flour, which is not edible at all, so the person does not make a bracha when he eats it. A person grinds it into a coarse flour, which it still has some of the original flavor of the kernel. Somewhere else in Machloikis, whether the bracha is going to be Pri Pi Adama or a shahakol. Now you take that and you mix it with water and you make a dough and you make either bread or cake out of it. You make either a mezonos or a hamotzi. So it goes through a process of downgrading by being crushed, ground into a flour, into a shahakol, or less even, and then it upgrades to mezonos. So that's dealing with the grains. So now this halacha that something you make a bracha mezonos applies to six things. It applies to the five grains, which we know the five grains which can get the halacha of hamotzi when you say them, and applies to something which the Gemara refers to as orez. Now we in general assume that the word that orez is rice. That's the standard understanding, that orez is rice. And that means if a person eats rice, the bracha rishona is going to be mezonos. If you eat the rice in the original kernels, they have not massed together at all, the bracha actually is adama. And if through the cooking process they become like a mass, so that's similar to what you do when you're making flour into a mass, and the bracha is going to be Brahman Amazonas. Now that's referring to what's known in the Gemara as Orez. The modern Hebrew translates the word Orez, uses the word Orez for rice, and that's the standard assumption in Halacha. However, this is not so clear that the word Orez of the Gemara is referring to rice. So in Halacha, it becomes a questionable type of situation. Now the mice of the Minigar Elam, the Shabur says, is the Yisamach that Oriz is rice, etc. But the Chayyarim is going to be Choshish for the Chumras of the Shitas involved and apply it back to the issues which we're discussing now. It's something which is ground and smashed, mashed, crushed, blended, etc. When does the bracha change? Now, we did mention another point over here that we can make mezonos, something into a mezonos, without grinding it down. You can start with the kernels. You have barley and you cook them. And they mass, if at some point they mass together, which is the natural tendency of these things, that they when they're cooked, they start to become like a unit. So that's what happens when you make oatmeal or you make farina, which is made with a wheat type of base as opposed to an oat type of base. That when you cook it, the small little kernels, small little pieces, mass together and become a unit. So that makes something into mezonos. You don't have to necessarily put it through make it into flour first, or to get to mezonos. To get to mezonos pasta b'kistin, that it has to go through the process of flour to get to amotzi. That's the process of making it made into flour. To get a mazonos, you can get it even without that. So that's the introduction, the ideas we need to know to be able to understand the simen. So Be'ez Hashem, the next year we will clarify halacha l'maisa some of these points. Meanwhile, have a good day.